Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and so I'm Inga, and in today's episode, I wanted to speak about power as opposed to force and what it means to stand in our true power. And this is a topic really that, you know, you can't cover in one episode because to an extent we're learning about it throughout our lifetimes. But I think in terms of advanced souls who I work with, the subject of power is really very often misunderstood. And there are many misconceptions about what it means to be truly powerful. And part of it is, I think, something that comes from the society around us, right? Because what concept of power do we have? What templates, what previous experiences with power did we have? What did it mean for us, the word power, the understanding? What role models did we have that were powerful? And imagine, just have a mental exercise and think about, well, who were the powerful people you learned about at school? Or when you were growing up, when you were studying history, when you were reading by yourself, who were those powerful people? Kings, warriors, conquerors? Merchants, perhaps, rich people. Who was the most powerful person you have ever met as a child, or you have ever heard about? Who impressed you the most? What types of powers impressed you? And I think these concepts, we carry them on into our life. But the problem is sometimes those powerful people, the power that they had was not something that we wanted to emulate, right? Genghis Khan, the Mongolian emperor and conqueror, killed many people, conquered lots of land, or maybe Alexander the Great conquered half the world and died, 30? Killed by his enemies, obviously, because this type of power raised many enemies, and kings who were murdered, poisoned, rich people who had to cheat and lie their way through to their riches, etc. So all those stories of power were inevitably linked with something dark and with a lot of opposition and with a lot of turmoil. And even if we took to religious figures in terms of power, I think it was also fraught with fear, to some extent at least, because, all of those things that had to suffer. So there isn't really one good answer for, what templates of power did we grow up with? What were we taught about power? It will depend on the person. So some of us have been more fascinated with, the rich people, while some were more fascinated with military heroes, and some were more fascinated with saints, or maybe even the hidden ones, although perhaps the hidden sainthood comes a little bit later in life as an explanation of what power is. But what it means really is that our concepts of power, our understanding of what power is, are very confused sometimes, because we don't know if power is good or bad, and if being powerful is really beneficial for us. Because if we get very powerful, what if someone murders us too and we get a lot of enemies, right? And the whole world will be against us, or we will be very powerful and live miserable lives, because that's what happens when you're very powerful, right? Everyone hates you and you don't have time for things that really matter. And some of these concepts, I'm sure at least some of us have inherited from what we've learned previously in life. So this is the question that we can really think about, well, what does power mean to me? What does it mean being powerful? And you can even have an exercise on that and write down, you know, the pros and cons or the pluses and minuses. So what are the good things about power? What do you know good about power? Does it mean having money? Does it mean having influence? Does it mean ability to perform miracles or being beautiful or having control over your mind, over your body, over your emotions, over your environment, perhaps? Does being in power means having control over other people? Well, if you think that's positive, write it down into the positive column. So what are the negative things about power? What do you associate with the minuses of being powerful? Does it mean having enemies? Does it mean losing friends? Does it mean not having time for what matters? Does it mean being afraid, living in danger? Does it mean being separated from God or perhaps being close to God? So you can lay out those templates of power and see where, you know, how you see power, how you experience power for yourself. And then you can ask yourself the question, well, how do these concepts prevent me from standing in my power? And I'm going to explain what I mean by power in spiritual terms and what I see as empowerment for myself and for the people I work with, right? So this is something that it's a process, really, but I see true spiritual power, first of all, in taking responsibility for my life and for the choices I have made in my life. Power means not shifting the blame for my emotions, for my choices, for my situation onto anything or anyone else. This does not mean that there aren't outer circumstances. We have all been born into different families, different cultures, different even genetic background, different abilities. Some of us have, you know, better abilities towards mathematics, while some of us are better writers. Some of us are tall, some of us are short. You know, blonde hair versus dark hair, curly hair, you know, versus straight hair, and if I have straight hair, I want it to be curly and vice versa. These are things, there are many, many things that we cannot change. Taking my power back means acknowledging these things as part of who I am, but not blaming anyone for them, but accepting them as my true power, accepting them as a part of my choice as a soul, as part of the experience I have chosen to go through. And in the spiritual world, I think there are many ways in which we can give our power away. You know, perhaps the first thing that comes to my mind, and I don't mean this as an offense to anybody, is the multitude of conspiracy theories. Where I come from, well, I was born in Northern Europe, but we never really, I mean, in my background, we never really trusted, or let's say trusted the government so much, in the sense that you learn to live with certain, you know, functions of a society, but you keep your own opinion in relation to that. And I think, you know, it's really also this relationship to governments and powers that we is really dependent on the countries that we grow up in and the society that we live in. It's it's a little harder to take when you are learning you have always trusted your governments and the powers that be. But the point is, once you get into the spiritual circles, it's almost inevitable to come across some conspiracy theory or other, right? The government is trying to poison us, the Freemasons are against us, the whatever. The world bankers have conspired to take the finances in their hands. And my point is not whether this is true or not. My point is this helpful? Is this empowering? And how does it help you stand in your true power? So who is responsible for your situation right now? Who is responsible for your anger? Who is responsible for your, I don't know, your misery, your anxiety? Is it the ex that left you with no money? Is it the world bankers? Is it the bank that keeps screwing up your paychecks for whatever reason and, I don't know, sending them to the wrong address over and over and over again? And why is this happening to me over and over again? Is it some other conspiracy that keeps trying to poison you? The truth is, there will never be an end to people or circumstances or organizations to blame. Because something will always go wrong. Someone will cut you off in traffic. Someone will not be very nice to you. Or maybe they had a bad morning. Or maybe what you said without even meaning to be offensive hurt something very deep inside them. And they snapped at you in public and embarrassed you or humiliated you without even thinking about it, because to them it seemed very offensive. So who's to blame now? So these are the choices like these we have to make constantly every day. And I think it's very helpful to ask ourselves, well, who am I giving my power to? Does everyone else but me have the power over my emotions? And that is the power that I am talking about in the spiritual sense, in the sense of empowerment that I want to bring into my life and into lives of others. Because to me, power is not about having control over others or being able to manipulate others. It's not even about financial abundance or intellectual abundance or influence. Although I do believe that when we stand in our true power, we are influencers in whatever area we, let's say, specialize in whatever area we use to exercise this power in. But true power does not come from manipulation or control or from shifting the blame onto others. True power comes from standing firmly on the ground with your 2 feet and saying, I take responsibility for my reactions, for my responses, no matter what happens. Have you read about some of the saints and heroes and war heroes, or, you know, the people in concentration camps who have shown great power and resilience? There was this priest, Catholic priest, Maximilian Kolbe, who chose to step in front of another man and offer his life for someone else who was, the guards decided for him to be executed, and the priest came up and said, no, take me. And he offered his life for another. And you would think that in circumstances like that, in extreme circumstances of degradation, of being stripped of all your human dignity, of not being taken for human being anymore, of living at the threat of death every day, every hour of your life, that you would have a right to be aired to be depressed and to, you know, fight for your own life and really to let go. And I'm sure many people did that. And what distinguishes the one who chose to sacrifice his life for others as opposed to those who didn't, as opposed to those who maybe let go and did terrible things to their fellow men because they thought, well, this is it, you know, I'm powerless against this. I can't do anything. Everyone hates me, so I'm going to hate everyone else back. There is no judgment in what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we can't control the circumstances around us. And indeed, I think true power always brings with it letting go of control more and more. As we become more powerful, we surrender more and more. And this is a paradox, but it's not really counterintuitive because, once again, our concepts of power, I don't think they are completely correct. I don't believe power is controlling others and controlling everything around you and micromanaging everyone you work with. That's not power. That's not power. The core, the root of this false power of desire for domination, control, and micromanaging is really a very deep sense of disempowerment. When you try to micromanage everyone, when you cannot trust another person with their life and with the ability to make the right choice in their own time, at their own pace, and believe me, I have done that a million times. When you cannot trust your loved ones with their path, when you cannot surrender the path of a loved one, of a person you care for, when you cannot let them choose what is right for them, that is not power. That is a very deep sense of being disempowered. That's a very deep rooted loss at some point in our soul's history, a very deep disempowerment when we don't believe ourselves to be capable of choosing what's right, and we project this onto others. So we don't trust ourselves, and this is how we see the world, right? So everyone's stupid. They cannot do it without me. And this is all an expression of disempowerment, an expression of deep, really disconnection from this universal flow. Because think of the universe, think of God allowing us to choose for ourselves, even if we choose wrong. That's true power, the way I see it. Because micromanaging would be to take away the power of choice, to take away the otherness from the other who is no longer than a free agent. So instead of a partner, you want a puppet. You want someone who cannot make those decisions for themselves. And that is not a relationship. That is a projection. So true power always comes from this healthy relationship with ourselves. That no matter what happens, no matter the circumstances, this was the choice of our soul and we can once again choose what is right. True power means not wanting puppets, but wanting partners, even if it means that they will choose you away, that they will choose someone or something else that they think is better for them. Well, the way I see it, and I believe in the Creator, and you're free to disagree with me, but we have to have some frame of reference. The way I see it, this is exactly what God does, because we are given the power of choice to choose to follow the universal law or to choose to reject it, to choose to set our lives back maybe 20 years But sometimes those backtracks bring us greater treasures than we had ever imagined. Sometimes what we thought was a disaster brings us to ultimate victory. There is no knowing. Sometimes we have to allow our loved ones to run into the ground, to hit rock bottom, so that they can either perish or rise from the ashes of the phoenix, and there is no other choice. And it's the hardest thing to do in the world. But that is power. That is how I was created, and that is how I believe the soul creates its reality as well, when it stands in the true power. So this is, of course, this is something to think about, right? And power has, I believe, nothing to do with being forceful or forcing ourselves on others. Spiritual power comes from being connected with the source, trusting in the ability of others to choose their own path. Empowerment then means allowing others to make their own choices in their own time. Empowerment means not taking things personally. Empowerment means not to let others decide our reactions or our choices. And if we go back to the conspiracy theories, well, but of course, always throughout history, there have been power structures who had wanted this worldly power, you know, this power in inverted commas that we've been talking about in the beginning, the power that we don't really want. There have been those structures that have wanted to manipulate and control, to have, whether they were religious structures or governmental structures, somehow you have to administer a large mass of people. And I don't want to say, well, so what? But the way the human history has run, I don't really see how this could have been different. Or let's say the way the spiritual development, the spiritual evolution of humanity works, what is the alternative, right, to structure, no matter how much it tries to dominate, who would build the roads and put in the water? Oh, we can argue about that. But the point is, whoever, the domination and control were always present. There is always a power relationship between employer and employee. There is always a power relationship between, you know, the government structures and its subjects. Now, the question is whether you are going to blame all your life on everything that went wrong in your life, on the structures, on someone else trying to control you and trying to manipulate you, or whether you are going to take your power back and say, well, there are certainly many things that I cannot change, at least right now, until I learn how to change them and until I learn how to be more and more empowered in my life. But at least I am going to take my power back and not blame anyone else in my life, but to say, look, what can I do about it now? How can I address this situation? Sometimes it simply means forgiveness to those who hurt you. Sometimes it simply means saying to myself, well, I don't know what's wrong with this person. I don't know why he or she snapped at me. I don't know their lives. I don't know what happened to them this morning. But I release them. They don't owe me anything. I release any energetic connection between us. They are forgiven and free to go. And I am free. And I cut any cords between us because I release them so that I myself may be free and may stand in my power. And this is, to me, the basic protocol, really, for taking power back. Sometimes it takes a long time. It can take years. Someone may have hurt us or misunderstood us so deeply that we really need to move at our own pace and do you know, do it in our own time. Learn these words of forgiveness and the steps of forgiveness at our own pace. Find the words that we can make our own. Find the teaching that we can make our own. And that's fine too. But just knowing that unforgiveness, blame, making others guilty of your own reactions, or let's say blaming others for your own reactions, it is disempowerment. And it will never, ever bring any peace or true lasting power to influence your life. Power in the spiritual sense means creating. It means creating your feelings. It means creating your emotions. It means co-creating the life, co-creating the world around you, co-creating it into a place of peace and justice and forgiveness and love and everything that you care about, beauty, art. It does not mean controlling everything. It means co-creating and allowing others to co-create with you. It means attracting all that is beautiful, or all that is crazy and spontaneous, all that is irrational, all that is spiritual into your life. It means attracting your own soul tribe, people who understand you, good people, people who do not cheat you, people who do not cut in front of you. And how to do that? Well, by taking the responsibility, by taking the first step, by saying today is going to be a good day, by saying today, no matter what, I'm going to forgive and I'm going to smile, and today is going to be a good day, and I'm cutting all the cords, and I'm stepping into my magnificence one step at a time. But I am taking responsibility for what I feel, and no one can tell me and no one can make me feel in anything until I let them, until I choose to let them do that, no matter what anyone may have done to me. I can choose what I feel about that. I have the power to choose how to feel about any situation in my life. And I have the power to choose how to react to anything that happens in my life, no matter what it is. The extent to which I understand it, the extent to which I make these choices, it will of course vary with my spiritual development. And may we all only experience good and beautiful things in our lives when we only have to make easy choices, indeed. But sometimes things will happen, and hopefully not very horrible things, because we've all had enough of horrible things. But things will happen when we have to choose the high path, the path of releasing everyone else, and of standing in our true power of saying, I choose to let go. I choose to be free. So this to me, this is what it means to truly be powerful. And I hope we can talk more about that in some later podcasts. And this is a vast topic indeed, but I think power is choosing our own reactions and taking responsibility for our own lives. So with this, I thank you, and I'll talk to you again soon.